Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, we've got a full crew. I have Chris, Steve, Sharpie, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hey.
Hello.
We're excited. We're back from Disney World. And Chris,
Sharpie didn't say hi.
He's there.
I did. I said howdy. Mm-hmm. Howdy. Hey, hello. How are you?
You know, he was.
How's it going, Lisa?
I like the personal attention.
He was disguising his voice like Woody, so you wouldn't know it was him. Mm. Howdy.
There's a snake in my boot.
Exactly.
I do not have a good Woody impression.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, we need to.
Oh, we need to get rid of that pause in there.
Yeah.
Chris, yeah, that didn't flow.
Chris is bright red.
I like that pause.
I may not have done that on purpose.
All right. So, yeah, Chris was over at Chris Sharpie was over at Hilton Head Island, so we'll have a show on that later. And then a lot of us tried some new dining over at Disney World.
We're going to be reviewing all of that. Should we start with the big one or end with the big one?
Let's end with the big one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's start with Chef de France.
Yay.
Over in Epcot in the French Pavilion.
Yeah, it's the restaurant that's on the first floor. Your typical like French bistro. We had an early 5:30-ish reservation.
Mm-hmm. For a lot of people. In
yeah, we had like 20 people and they got us all sat. So that was good. The servers were nice, friendly, accommodating, not exceptional, but not bad. I mean, they were
Were they nicer than your typical French servers, Steve?
Yeah, because they spoke English.
Ah.
I have to say that one of the things that I do like about that restaurant, and it's a good restaurant, but I do like that they take you right away usually. I've never really waited long there.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's honestly not really hard to get a reservation there.
No, it's really not.
I think it's location. It kind of takes people off guard because it, like there where you have a restaurant upstairs, you have a restaurant downstairs. You just came out of the UK with a quick service and the counter and a table service. I think it gets overlooked.
Well, I think also a lot of people are put off because they think it's going to be straightforward French food.
Absolutely. And a lot of people do not care for high French food.
I can't really book it. Although I have to say what I had, I thought it was one of the better steaks I've had in Disney World. And, you know, anybody could eat that.
True.
Yeah, I forget. I don't remember. Did I have a steak?
You had the same thing. You had the steak with the potatoes and the green beans.
That's what I had too.
Yeah,
you had braised pork. No, braised beef. What was it? What did I have?
The short ribs.
You had the short ribs. Yeah, those were good too.
You gave me a bite of that. I don't like ribs, and they were good.
They were good.
Yeah. So I thought. Yeah, I thought the steak was, it was okay. I think I've had better. I think I've had better at Yasmin Steakhouse and.
Well, yeah.
I know, but it was
like a 2 credit. There's no competition, but for 1 credit, I thought that was the better 1 credit I had.
I always forget if it's a 2 or a 1.
It's a 1. Although it felt like a 2.
Monsieur Paul is a 2.
Yeah, but it was good. It was a little cold in there, and of course I was wearing shorts and
T-shirt.
So he
was fine once you put the shawl on.
I needed a shawl.
I had a sweater. Oh God, yeah, you were freezing.
You probably had a turtleneck on, Chris.
I did. Well, basically, no. Steve, I was sitting next to Steve, and Steve was cold the entire time.
I felt bad for you. Yeah, I actually went outside and walked around for a little bit to warm up. But we were like right under an air vent. Yeah. But nobody else around me was freezing except me. I don't know.
I was comfortable.
Yeah. So, but
I really don't think there is such a thing as cold.
Yeah.
Once you hit the Florida line, there is no such thing as cold.
No, Sharpie. It was cold.
It was cold.
It was cold inside.
I had a sweater and I could have used more.
It was nice outside though. And then I did not get a dessert. They had like a package, I think, that came with like a appetizer and a.
Yeah, they like a prefix dessert menu.
So it looked like someone had. I think Matt had the creme brulee that looked pretty good.
It was good. I think I ate half of that.
And then there was some chocolate.
I got the cream puffs.
How were those?
Oh, that's right. Those cream puffs look good.
The cream puffs with ice cream and chocolate syrup.
That was good. Mm-hmm. I tried yours.
Yeah, it was good.
How was the service?
I think it was fine.
It was fine. I mean, it wasn't.
It was fine.
It was good.
Victoria and Albert's,
yeah.
But it was, you know.
Now the new
I know, benchmark standard.
Yeah.
Could we talk about the appetizers?
Yeah. I was going to talk about the soup.
Did we have apps?
Oh, that's right. I had the lobster bisque soup. That was really good.
It was good.
It was exceptional.
Was it?
That was really good.
I tasted that.
Yeah, it was good. I had the onion soup, but I tried his lobster bisque because no one's food is safe from me. And it was good. I thought the onion soup was really good, too. It was exceptionally cheesy. It was the onions were really mild.
And it was a huge portion.
It was.
It's a $9 bowl of soup, but it could have been a meal.
Yeah, it was huge.
We talked about desserts. Was there any other desserts?
You know what I did notice?
I tried the chocolate mousse.
The chocolate mousse was good. It was very airy. I like I know that that's the nature of mousse, but I like it a little heavier than that. This was almost like whipped creamy fluff.
Yeah.
Instead of a nice mousse, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think Tony had it. It kind of looks like it's whipped cream, like chocolate.
It's so funny because Chris mentioned earlier that no one's food is off limits to her, which is true because Tony, who she doesn't really even know.
No.
Didn't get the first bite of his dessert from and across the table.
Yeah,
he didn't even notice.
He didn't even notice.
Like, he didn't even notice. But
she
I
was
did.
So fast.
In fairness, I used a fresh spoon and I didn't think he would mind. I mean, so.
And that was what? That was the fluffy.
That was the mousse. I would never order that mousse. I thought it was just okay. It wasn't chocolatey enough.
I liked it.
Yeah. I thought the creme brulee was really good.
Yeah. I'm a creme brulee fan.
Mm-hmm.
But the menu at Chef de France is a little limited if you're not used to that type of menu. I mean, there's one steak, there's maybe like a duck or a veal or a...
There's a chicken.
Okay.
You can get a half chicken and it's very good. And it comes with like some, basically some chopped up potatoes. And I think it's really good. And they also have a mac and cheese that's sort of like, with Gruyere.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I tasted Jenny's.
And nutmeg.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was good. I mean, I think the menu is pretty accessible. I don't know if it's great for kids.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So, away from France, and let's go to, let's go to breakfast over at the Wilderness Lodge. We went to
Whispering Canyon Cafe
for breakfast. Not a lot of people do this restaurant for breakfast, but we did, and it was great.
Yummy.
The thing I like about, well, we had two tables because we were a group of like 18 or something. They did split us into two groups. One group did only the skillet that they had. And the skillet has on it, help me folks.
It's got biscuits and gravy, Mickey waffles, egg, sausage, bacon, and potatoes.
Fries.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same menu as Ohana.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But it's better than
you
Ohana.
Know what? It's better than Ohana's.
Yeah.
It was good.
Biscuits and it's gravy. Cheaper because there are no characters.
Yeah.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's $16 a plate.
Mm-hmm. Wow, really? That's it?
It's not bad.
It's
a great price. It's a good price.
And
it's all you can eat.
I didn't order the skillet. I had, I actually had the Eggs Benedict, which were not good. Do not order the Eggs Benedict there because you're going to go in expecting like a traditional hollandaise, and it's this barbecue hollandaise, which really doesn't work with a hollandaise sauce.
Huh.
Was it? It didn't look like a barbecue. It looked like traditional.
Well, they've put some smoke flavoring in the hollandaise. It was terrible. But I also, so thankfully, Lauren was sitting next to me and I poached from her skillet, which is why I can vouch for how delicious
that is. Big surprise.
I know, right? And then across
she kept elbowing me going, ask for another Mickey waffle.
I had three Mickey waffles and the person next to me didn't really seem to want their butter. So I had all their butter. It was good. But and also across from us, Brenda, who's a Pixie agent and probably one of the nicest people you could ever meet. Brenda had the banana bread French toast, which I had two bites of.
It's awesome.
It's good. It's really not breakfast. It's more like a dessert. It's like banana bread made into French toast. So
are
it's
you
extremely...
suggesting that you can't have dessert for breakfast?
You know, donuts.
In Disney, you can do anything you
want. Yeah, exactly. But I don't like that much of a carb.
All right.
That is really good. It's a banana bread and it's like fried like French toast. It is so good.
Oh, that
it's
sounds
so
good.
Rich. You can and it's kind yummy. Of got like a caramel sauce on it, Steve.
Mm.
But you wouldn't want more than a couple bites. Brenda didn't eat all of it, which is why I was eating her breakfast as well.
Yummy. Yeah, we
Chrissy
did.
Just
stop
ordering food for herself and just eat off of everybody else.
Yes,
I was going to say the same exact thing.
Do you know what's weird is today I had this epiphany that I was very disappointed that I didn't have any of Lisa's potatoes at Victoria and Albert's. So I think you people are right.
I gave you some.
Okay.
I gave you a taste.
Yeah, I should have just asked for some myself.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was painful to try and finish those off.
Back to Whispering Canyon.
Okay, yes,
sorry.
So, Whispering Canyon. So,
I had the skillet and it was really good. It was good. It was the sausage and gravy was good. I think the gravy's real sweet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's good.
It's really good.
Yeah. For Disney sausage gravy, it's very good. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But does it compare
it's
to Sharpies?
As good as Sharpies?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Never. Could never be as good as Sharpies.
Okay.
Our whole table.
Here I have no competition.
No, definitely not.
What I like about Whispering Canyon is the atmosphere and the fun. Mm-hmm. And if you go and you perhaps ask for ketchup, they have everyone bring ketchup from their table to your table. So now there are 20, 25 bottles of ketchup on your
ketchup!
Table.
Ketchup!
Yes.
Wow.
Sorry.
You sounded like a Muppet when you did that.
Sorry, I had to. I've been told that I have a Kermit the Frog singing voice, but I'll spare you of.
Could you sing a little bit?
A rousing rendition of Rainbow Connection. I'll save you that.
Oh no, that's my favorite song. Go for it.
Come on,
yeah, go for
just
it.
Just a few verses.
No,
come on.
Sorry.
Yeah, oh, he's gonna make us beg.
Maybe later.
Yes, I get.
Maybe
someday you'll find it.
Maybe at the Mouse Chat meetup.
We'll find it. I caught that.
Yeah.
Mouse Chat meetup.
Yep. Alrighty,
I think
so.
We get him something to drink, and maybe we can get him to do it. What do you think?
I don't know. I've seen him drink. He has a very high tolerance for alcohol.
Ooh, Sharpie?
Sharpie. The boy's a lush.
Have I seen you drink?
Probably not, because my drinking is usually very short-lived. It's usually one or two drinks maximum.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That's not what I saw.
That's how I am.
I'm not a big drinker.
Okay.
Same way.
Oh, it was, and at Whispering Canyon, it was Chris Wood's 50th birthday.
Shut up.
It was.
He always tells people it's my birthday.
That cupcake was so good.
Every
you know what he told her?
What?
That it was your 50th birthday.
That's really sweet of her.
Him.
Yeah. You know what, Steve? See, he does this every single time we go there. He tells them it's my birthday. He's so obnoxious.
Yeah.
And he adds like an extra 5 years each time.
No.
So you're
going to
be 85 soon.
I didn't add any years this time.
I know. I'm old, people.
Yeah.
I just look exceptionally delightful. What's that?
I said you're looking good for your age.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. So we did that. She got
am I blushing now?
How many 50-year-olds can pull off those heels?
Listen, I'm in my early 40s.
By the end of the day, she barely can.
Sorry, Steve.
Chris Wood. Yes. Sorry, Chris Wood.
Yep.
Now, you know what?
I'm going to get in trouble.
No, nobody's getting into trouble.
Okay.
But yeah, so she got a cupcake that Lauren ended up eating.
Yeah, Lauren ate all the frosting, which was gross. And they were like, take it with you. I'm like, she's already licked the frosting off. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
you weren't eating it. Somebody had to do it.
Kristen had an iced tea, and she drank it pretty quickly. So she asked for more iced tea, and they brought her the gallon size mason jar.
Yeah, that was a lot of iced tea.
That was a lot.
I heard they don't really mess with you at breakfast, but we were kind of going into lunch.
They were pretty. That was fun. It was just the right amount.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Like you know what?
I was really nice to you the other day when she made fun of your gray hair, Steve. Mm-hmm. But no more. The gloves are off.
Uh-oh.
I don't think the gloves were ever on.
Remember when I stuck up for him?
I do.
When you said he had gray hair, and I was like, he's 45. He's supposed to have gray hair.
Yes. But I said it's been more prominent lately. It's showing up more in the back of his head. Yeah. And I
what
said
he's
it's,
got left.
It's just stress.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all the stress. It's the Mouse Chat stress.
I thought it was Chris Wood's stress.
No,
yeah,
that is
Chris Wood's stress.
Yeah. All right. Let's move forward and go to Caribbean Beach. We went over there and we did quick service.
So at Caribbean Beach, we had already had a big breakfast. So I actually just had a yogurt.
I had a banana. They did that very well.
I had a yogurt for $2.85 or something to that effect.
I have one word.
Your breakfast sounds appealing, Chris Wood.
Yuck.
Thank you. It was delightful.
That
is
funny.
Like
That was appealing.
I know. I laughed on the inside.
You showed nothing on the outside.
You know, I slipped
that in there.
Slip.
And then Lisa.
I'm right there with you.
Lisa had an apple for
a
dollar.
Always up to monkey business.
$1.80 for an apple. And then Lauren, what did you end up having?
I had a pizza that was horrible.
Horrible. Yeah, one of those.
And I have to be honest, I was looking at everybody else's food and nobody else's food looked edible to me.
No, everybody said it was bad. Caribbean Beach is just...
The food court's not great.
It's just not good.
I think if you have a choice, there are perhaps many better options. I was impressed, and we didn't eat there, but we went to Pop Century. Their food menu looked incredible, especially in comparison.
I like Pop's food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pop is good. Art of Animation is good.
Art of Animation is very good.
I think there are many resort quick service restaurants that are really, really impressive. This just happened to not be one of them.
Yeah, it needs to be redone.
Yeah. Well, you know what, too? They had like one of the things that I wanted to get. There was something on the menu that I saw on the board, and I went over and it was closed. Like there was like one whole food area that was closed. And everything else was like, I think they need to.
Do you think they will as they do the rooms as well?
Probably. They kind of have to. It doesn't, visually, it's not that bad looking, but it's like the food's not good.
And we have a we have a whole nother show because we got to see the new rooms.
Yes.
So we'll talk about those on another show. But yeah,
hint, they sleep five.
Yes.
Sort of.
But yeah, but they need to maybe.
That's not a hint.
Work on updating the selections at the
quick
service restaurant.
Well, I said
that's that's a hint with a wink, wink after it.
Yes.
Yeah. Nudge, nudge.
There's some caveats. So, caveats,
so anything
Steve.
Else?
What do little
word.
Fish eggs have to do with anything?
I was going to say they had those at the food court.
Stop it. What is wrong with you people? Okay.
Caribbean Beach?
If you don't know by now.
You still? Yes.
Anything else, Lisa?
Caribbean Beach. I don't think so. I think it's not so bad. It's not as bad as I used to think. We're just talking food, so never mind. We'll get into this in another conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
So the food court, it's not getting a thumbs up from me.
Nope, me neither.
I mean, it's clean. It's nice. It's just they need to update
it's
the selections.
It's fine, but it's...
The food selections are lacking.
And I think that they're not terribly quick.
Since the transition on
There is
Disney...
nothing quick about their quick service.
Yeah.
No.
Since the transition... From Parrot Key on Disney Cruise Line on the Magic, they need to bring the Parrot Key salad to Caribbean Beach Resort. I would go there just to have the Parrot Key salad.
Yeah,
it's amazing. But anyway, that's a wish list item.
That'd be nice.
All right, now we're gonna go over to Coronado Springs, which is the resort where we stayed. And we had a couple meals at the Pepper Market.
Yeah. And we went to Rick's Lounge.
We did.
We
and
did go to
Rick's
Lounge.
To
Rick's
Lounge.
Yes,
which
did.
Is
you
so depressing.
Let's start with Rick's because, you know, because we did have some food. And I like those little deep fried macaroni and cheese nuggets.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Those were tasty.
I didn't have that. All I had were the wings.
Oh, there were some wings. Okay. There were the macaroni.
The pork sliders.
Pizza thing was good.
Yeah, they had like a flatbread pizza.
I didn't have that.
I had some type of blueberry, something or other, margarita.
You didn't
that thing
like
looked
it, though.
Gross.
It looked disgusting.
I only drank like a couple sips of it.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
That was your MO this entire trip. Because he had a coffee margarita, too, and he didn't like it.
Oh, that was not good.
Oh, sounds
that
terrible.
That wasn't good, though. Usually they're good. I didn't like mine either.
Yeah, I didn't even drink mine.
I might have been really full.
We'll tell you more about his wine drinking in a minute.
Yeah, but... But it's the Pepper Market. It used to be, well, day one, so after Rick's Lounge, the next day we went to Pepper Market for, I don't know, breakfast or lunch. Lunch, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the stamp card. You know, you go to each station, they stamp it, and then at the end you go to the cashier and they ring it.
As you're exiting.
Yeah, they look at the stamps and tile it.
But for breakfast, they don't do it that way. For breakfast, they have registers right there.
Yeah, so then they got rid of the stamp system altogether. When we left because of food loss revenue issues they were having.
Oh, really?
Yeah, someone had said that they usually do about 800 meals and only about 600 of them get paid for.
Wow.
So because the people don't turning the cards or they hide the cards or whatever. So they've now switched it to the registers or just like any other quick service. So you get your meal and before you sit down, you pay for it, and they've moved the registers right up next to the food.
But that's not that way at lunch.
No, it was. We went for lunch on the last day on Sunday, and we paid before we ate.
Yeah, they've
switched. Wait a second. Because when we went that first day, Lisa, we did the stamp.
Yeah.
We witnessed the transition.
Yeah, that was the last day of the stamps.
You're kidding.
Uh-uh.
I did not realize that.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So we had the last stamped card. It was exciting. So, yeah. So now it's you pay like right after, no more stamps. And they still have the food stations. They have a better selection than, say, Caribbean Beach, but they were not quick either. I mean, they were pathetically slow.
No, they were slow
in getting anything ready.
I thought what I had was okay. I think I was one of the few people who liked my breakfast there that I had, because I had like some sort of salsa on top of eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty good, but everyone else seemed unhappy with it.
Yeah, it was kind of average. I did have like a chicken sandwich that was pretty good.
I have to say, I really was disappointed in the Pepper Market. I know I'm like a negative Nelly tonight. I felt like it was so much better the last time we did it. And this time I just kind of felt like it was very blasé.
Yeah.
I like the flat rate, go in, get what you want, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Me too. I didn't like it this way. I thought the Pepper Market's uniqueness was gone.
Right. It is. Even more so now that you pay as you go. But what disappointed me, and oh, Chris, Lauren, Lauren, you had the broccoli soup. And that I thought was pretty good. And
that wasn't bad.
That was like a double portion too.
It was huge.
It was huge.
It's like a bag.
You and I had that yucky tortilla soup anyway.
Yeah, but like Lauren was saying, it's not as good as it originally was. When it first opened, it was great.
It was. You could get pasta and a little salad.
You could get like a full-size pizza for a quick service credit. I remember we got like a full-size, maybe you still can. And we're like, this is the best quick service ever. And you could get all kinds. And then at one point, it used to be a buffet. Then they switched it to a all-you-could-eat buffet, and they jacked up the price, and it was no good. They've experimented with that restaurant year after year, and they still...
I wonder if they have so much trouble with that restaurant because it's a convention resort. So it's not your typical Disney resort.
There's not a lot of people there.
No.
Can I tell you something? If they took that restaurant and turned that restaurant into a traditional quick service, they'd do fine with it. Get rid of that little tiny thing in the corner back there.
They killed that. Did you notice they took away the grill?
Yeah, they just need to make it a traditional quick service and be done with it, because they keep changing it. It doesn't work.
Well, now it's like a quick service. You go to the stations, you get what you want, and you pay for it, and you sit down.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to have the traffic either. I mean, we were there for 3 or 4 days, and every time we were in there was like nobody there.
Lauren, you went to the pool. Was the pool crowded the day you went?
Mobbed.
Really? See, I'm surprised, because I just felt like we were walking around. There weren't a ton of people around during the day.
So they're all just hanging out at the pool. Yeah. But they're not eating.
There's a nice pool bar down there, and there's a little grill down there too.
Maybe they're eating there. Yeah, because it's not. You go to Art of Animation, and it's packed, but it's right next to the pool too.
Yeah.
And Pop Century had a decent crowd, and where we were at Coronado Springs, there was like hardly ever anybody in there except us for lunch or breakfast.
I also don't think that hotel gets as booked up.
No, I think you're right. And we have to talk about that, because I ended up loving it this time.
Okay. All right. So we're on to the next restaurant.
Oh, wait. I have to say one more thing about Pepper Market. The one thing that I like that I actually was looking forward to, knowing that we were staying at Coronado Springs, was the strawberry shortcake. And it is fabulous there. And I've been known to have more than one piece, especially when it was the buffet. But they didn't have it. They didn't have it anywhere.
Yeah, the dessert selection is nowhere near as nice as it used to be either.
And they used to carry that stuff in the little bakery quick service area.
Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah. So.
All right, let's go to, I guess we're down to the big one.
Wait a minute. Are we going to talk about California Grill?
Oh, that's right. We did go to California Grill.
Wow. Yes.
California Grill.
Yay.
All right, Chris, you start this off.
Okay, so we went to California Grill for a special meal for some of the agents. I didn't have the pork this time, which is unusual for me. Steve had the pork.
I had the pork two-way.
And Lisa had, what did you have, Lisa?
I did get the filet. We had to return ours.
Oh, that's right. Lisa and I had to return our filet. Now, this is a complaint I have about Disney resorts. If you can't make a filet the right temperature, then switch to a ribeye, because everybody can cook a ribeye properly, right, for the most part. But for some reason, the filet, I guess, is so thick, they just have problems with it in that kitchen. So Lisa and I both returned ours, and it came back, and it was a little closer to what we had ordered, but it was still, for me, it was overcooked. And I think
for me, it was undercooked.
Yeah, I think from now on, I'm just going to go one down. So I usually order medium. I think I'll do medium rare and hope they get it close.
Wow. But it was, well, it was not close. They were both well done.
Your first one was very well done and dry and tasteless. But we had, like Chris was saying, we had like a private, well, we were off in one of the private rooms.
Which is wonderful.
Which is really nice. Mm-hmm. We were there on all of these dinners. We were there with 20 of our Pixie Vacation agents. And then at the California Grill, we had our top Pixie Vacation agents there for that meal. And everyone else was over at the Polynesian at Ohana's.
Kona,
thank you. That night, but yeah, so we had I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 of the Pixie Vacations agents over there at California Grill. It was really nice. It was you know, during the afternoon, evening, when the sun was starting to set, so you could see the sun setting out the other windows. We had the kind of the lake, the Bay Lake view, which was really nice because the little private rooms off to that side.
They're about what, 4 tables, including one that seats 10 in there.
And it was nice because you could talk in there. Because when I walked out into the regular restaurant to see the sunset and take some pictures, it's just too loud to actually have a conversation with because it was packed.
It was really nice.
I've been to California Grill a few times and have always been in the main dining area, always on the right when you walk in. I've never been on the left, and I've certainly never been in the back.
Right.
Yeah. And I liked this.
It's nice for a group because you can talk. You've got two waiters there to help you out. I thought the wait service was really good.
Service was very good.
We've had that guy before. Kevin and I had that guy last month. Billy, he was very good.
Yeah.
He's not good. Carl, but he's good.
He was great.
Yeah.
I thought he was really good.
Nice, friendly, personable, you know, took care of our food. When our steaks weren't right, someone came by and replaced them and then checked on us again. I had the pork two-way that's Chris's favorite, and it was really good. Because I hadn't tried it, so I wanted to.
You know what
to
I liked about him? He seemed concerned about how our meal was going, but he didn't get all mushy and, oh, I'm so sorry, let me fix that. He wasn't all mushy. And
yeah, he was kind of like, oh, okay, no problem.
Yeah, let's fix that. And, you know, he was there to make sure we had a good dining experience. He wasn't there to entertain us. He wasn't there to make us laugh or schmooze. He was there to make sure we had a good meal, and that's exactly what he did, and it was perfect. So,
what appetizers did we get? I had the flatbread. The BLT flatbread to me was awful, but you had the sushi, and I had a bite of that.
You had the dragon something.
Yeah, there was some dragon. It was like a kind of a spicy
Kazan. Spicy Kazan roll.
Yeah.
It was good.
Had a little bit of
a spicy mayo.
Yeah. So that was good. So I started with the sushi, and it was a decent size. And then did you have an appetizer, Lisa?
I did not.
You didn't have an appetizer?
I didn't.
That's crazy. When Disney's paying, you need to have an appetizer. And if you're not hungry, hand it to me.
I know.
I did not have an appetizer.
What did you have, Lauren?
I had the goat cheese ravioli.
Oh.
I split it with Leslie.
Yeah, and then we had a really nice wine.
It was very good.
There was a white wine on the table and a red wine. I'm not sure which one.
Oh, that was really good, that white wine.
Yeah, and the red that we had, and I'm not sure which one it was very good as well. So it went well, and I had the pork, and then you guys had the steak. Lauren, what did you have for your main course? Did you have the
I had steak. Yeah, it was very good.
And
mine was cooked perfectly.
That's good. And then we did the, for dessert, I ended up doing, there was some.
What did I do?
Chris did the fritters, because she always
does
the
fritters, too. Obvious.
Yep,
the
always.
Fritters that you can dip in the caramel sauce. They're like a
yummy
banana
fritters. They have
banana fritters.
Caramel, peanut, and chocolate sauce. And I have just gotten to the point where I don't even mess around with anything else. I just ask for a little cup of the caramel sauce. It's so
Can
good.
Can I tell you? I like the caramel sauce the best too.
Yeah, it's really good. And I would like to say I gave Steve a fritter and Lisa a fritter.
You gave me two, I think.
You
no,
share?
I think you gave
me
two.
I didn't share with anybody.
I may have.
I think you did.
I really just wanted the sauce. I was basically like rolling in that stuff. That's the best thing ever. It's like a salted caramel sauce if you haven't had it. And I enjoy it more than pretty much any other dessert I've had at Disney World.
Hmm. I had a chocolate something. It was like a chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah. That
you
was
had
good,
the,
too.
The Nutella cake, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, it's like a rectangular slice of cake. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had the
really
same thing.
Really yummy. I like that.
Yeah, it's and good. It's good. It's very rich.
Yeah.
It was rich. I had some of his. It was good.
Yeah, it's almost like a very fudgy, very, very dense.
Well,
it's not light,
no
fluffy cake.
Yeah, there's like no flour in it,
yeah,
probably.
Probably. But it was good. It's a lot of chocolate, though.
Yeah.
There's no such thing.
So I still think
if you're
that's,
Tanya, there is.
We've been there several times, and I think it's still top of our list.
It's up there, definitely.
Service, atmosphere, and the food, everything is great.
Yeah, it was a good night.
But could the service get better?
Yes.
Where would it get better?
I don't know.
Victoria and Albert's. So we finally went there. And I have to say, I went there in June and we talked about it a tiny bit. And I felt, Lisa, like second course, I was full of guilt because I knew you weren't loving it.
I wasn't loving it.
Appreciated that you and Lauren went.
It was an experience. And just like Remy, I've talked to you listeners about Remy and how it's just so above me. My taste.
Don't say that. It's just not what you enjoy.
It's not what I enjoy. The food isn't what I enjoy. The fanciness, the treatment, the hand and foot service.
I love that. And they talked to me about my shoes.
They did.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple times.
Yes. We'll post pictures.
Those are awesome shoes.
Well, we also took a tour.
Those shoes got you in trouble at security too.
They did, didn't they?
They did. No. So, and your hairspray. Yeah, but anyway, Victoria and Albert's, Steve, Lauren, Chris, Tanya, and I went to, Tanya's another agent, went to Victoria and Albert's and...
And that place will never be the same.
You're not kidding.
Well, they have...
We got the privilege of eating in the Queen Victoria room, which is a side room, very private.
Thank God.
It can only accommodate minimal numbers. Yeah, well, there's... the four tables, and it is kind of a special treat because you're in this private area, and we got to go in there, and then they come out and they have the custom menus for you because you have to. Chris did most of this for us, or all of it, kind of the pre.
Well, that's right. Where's our menu?
So
you were in charge of that.
Where's our menu and our chocolates?
Oh.
We could eat our chocolates while we're on our podcast.
That would be a brilliant idea.
You go get them?
Poor planning.
Where are they?
Oh, I bet they're in the suitcase I just got from Tanya.
Oh. Where's that?
In the car.
Ooh. Oh, God, your chocolates are melting.
Go get them. Go get them out of the car. Our Victoria and Albert chocolates that are probably like $180 a piece are melting.
So what happens?
Oh, I'll go
Steve,
get
will be right back.
I'll be back.
Okay. I'll tell you about the menus while Steve is gone getting the chocolates out of the car.
So what's the homework before you go to Victoria and Albert's?
Okay. One of the great things about Victoria and Albert's is that they will tailor a menu around what you will and won't eat because they're used to people who have all kinds of, you know, expectations about food and ideas about what they're comfortable with. And so what you do is after you make your reservations, they actually call you directly from the restaurant and they'll talk to you about what you enjoy eating. And then, so each person in our group had their own personalized menu and they asked what we don't like to eat. Like for me, I love the taste of duck. I just don't really want to eat it because they're so stinking cute. For Lisa and Lauren, neither one likes seafood. And so that was off the table. Lauren doesn't like pork. Lisa, what was yours? It was just seafood for you, right?
Seafood, alcohol,
pigeon,
tomatoes,
alcohol, tomatoes.
Funny, cute animals.
Yes. So we all had our little requirements and Steve and I were pretty open to everything and especially Steve, he'll eat anything. But, so they design a menu around what you enjoy and they do base it on what they're serving at the time, but they kind of tailor that around your needs. They also have, in addition to the regular menu that they've made for you, they have a standard vegetarian menu that somewhat mimics what's on the menu with meat. And so you can order from either side. And there's 7 courses. You get two cold appetizers, 2 3. Hot.
Here, Steve's got the menus.
Yeah, you get... Thank you, Steve. You get an amuse-bouche, which, you know, was adorable and cute. And Lisa's had melon, and mine had... Steve and I had... Ours had melon with squid, right? Octopus?
Yes. Yes.
Mine also just had melon.
Yeah, and it was really good. Did you like the melon? Was it good?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It was good. It's grilled melon.
Yeah, it was very good. And then...
Steve found the chocolate.
Oh, he found the chocolate? Yay, Steve. Wait a cotton picking minute. Excuse me, Steve Griswold. I'm looking at this. Lauren, you know how we got the tiny little box? They have this big giant box. And just for that, this is mine. Don't put your hands on it.
Mm. Oh, that means that's the one to get.
I think it's salt on it, so it's probably caramel. Anyway, somehow the Griswolds got the big box of chocolate.
How many chocolates
did
you
happen?
Get?
I don't know. They're special.
Ooh, we got 4.
Ooh, this is caramel.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. We're going to have to take a little break in a second and eat these, and then we'll let
you
know.
No, you just keep talking.
Okay. Oh, I see how it works. Okay. So anyway, so then you have, I'm sorry, it's just one cold appetizer after the amuse-bouche. And you can do caviar if you want, but that's $105. So seriously, no.
It can go up to like $200.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of money.
What's the base price for the dinner?
Yeah. Well, the base price is $135 per person. And then the wine pairing is $65 per guest. And we'll get to the wine pairing in a second because I had some very interesting revelations from that. Yes, ma'am.
You had... Never mind.
Stop. Okay, I can't handle my alcohol. That's your preview. Anyway, so then they had this amazing scallop. So you had like 2 hot appetizers. Then you had your main course and then your cheese course and then your dessert. It was all amazing. And what you could also do was you could get your, you could get a wine pairing. And Steve and I decided, like Lauren had a glass and Tanya had a glass. Steve and I decided to go all out and have a wine pairing. And I do have to say, I never thought I had liked champagne before because I thought, I guess I never had good champagne. The glass of champagne they brought me convinced me that I could become a champagne drunk. And I would be like the most posh drunk ever. But yeah, because it was awesome. I could have had just that. It was so good. And then we had, you know, like a couple whites, a couple reds. This really awful.
You had a port in the end.
The port I didn't care for.
The port's kind of sweet.
It's too sweet. And
it's a dessert wine. It was really good.
I have to say, I wouldn't do the wine pairing again. And here's why. And I would advise other people who are like me that of the same thing. I have a very low tolerance for alcohol. It's really sad. And
it was made very clear.
Stop it. I was very well behaved. Okay, I will say I did go to the restroom twice without my shoes on.
Twice?
Just twice? Was it 3 times? I don't
3
remember.
Times.
Okay, whatever. Those are awesome shoes, but unfortunately.
She was so stinking loud.
I was not loud.
Steve, well, let's get
was she
all right,
loud?
So all right, let's start with the food. So
okay.
We went through the appetizers.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm
going to have some chocolate now.
And let me get back to the wine pairing. So the wine pairing is 6 wines.
Yes.
And you get,
can also do a half wine pairing for half the price.
Yeah, so instead of $65, if you want, what Chris and I should have done is you could have just done 3. We could have, you know, anyone, you can do whatever you want. So we could have just done a half, which would have been 3 wines, which would have been just enough. But, you know, you're only there once and you're like, okay, $65, 6 wines.
They told us it wasn't that much.
That was a lot. There was a lot of wine in those glasses. They're like, yeah, it's just a couple ounces. I was like, I don't know. Those
but you and I are 2 drink drunks.
Yeah.
If we have 2 drinks, we are both very drunk.
Yeah.
So it's clear that that was too much alcohol for us.
Yeah.
I was not loud. I was also really...
And the wines were very well matched
they
with
were.
The food, which was nice to experience. So you have the pork dish and you have a specific wine for that. And then dessert, you have the port and you have the champagne that you start. And there's a couple white wines for the seafood.
Even the whites were good.
It was really nice to experience the different wines and all the different courses. It's like a 7 course meal. I think
he was loud too.
Yeah.
But the service was fantastic. We went the day before and toured Victoria and Albert's with all the agents from Pixie Vacation. So we
awesome.
Yeah, so we spent a good
we got
half
to tour the kitchen
or an hour. Yeah, we went through the kitchen. We went through the chef's table that they have back there. We got to talk to the head chef about everything and what his favorite dish was,
and then the restaurant manager.
Yeah,
we had Scott, who is the head chef.
And then Israel, I think it was Israel, was
the manager.
The restaurant manager.
He's the maitre
d'. He was very nice.
Very nice.
It was awesome because we saw them rolling out pasta dough for later that night.
Yeah.
And we also saw their gigantic stock pot. And it was just simmering. It had like every now and then it would bubble. And it was huge. I mean, you could bathe a three-year-old in it. And not that you'd want to because that would just be weird. But so it was simmering, and it was just so awesome to go back there and then get to eat the next day.
Yeah, then we
so.
Got to experience it as a guest the next day.
Sharpie, have you ever done Victoria and Albert's?
We have not. I don't know that it's something that we would particularly enjoy.
You should go.
Who knows?
Well, if you're anything like I am, it was something that I'm glad I did. I don't need to do it again.
Me too.
Because of, oh my gosh, the price.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
That was a big pill to swallow.
Yeah, for Lisa and I, because Lisa had the steak.
Oh, with the upcharge.
Yeah, I had an upcharge.
She had the Australian beef, which was a $35 upcharge.
Which was fabulous.
Yes.
I mean, it was exceptional.
And they have the Kobe beef for like $110 upcharge.
Was it? Mine was the Kobe.
No, well, yours is the Australian.
Yeah.
Australian Kobe.
Yeah, it's an Australian Kobe beef. And the other one's the Kobe beef from Japan. Sorry.
Yeah, I had the Australian, though.
The one from Japan is the one that's $110 upcharge on top of your $135 cost already.
I saw someone having that the last time we were there. It was a lot of food, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I actually had the pork... that they serve as a hot appetizer. I had that for my main because there wasn't really, I wanted to try something different and that was good. Although, again, I think I would tell people if you're like me, don't do the wine pairing because you won't really enjoy your food by the fourth course. You're just like, yeah, forget it. Bring on more wine. I did. I barely ate my entree. So I did eat my dessert though.
You didn't finish it, no.
No. It was an experience. I would tell everyone to go. You should definitely go to Victoria and Albert's if you can swing it. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And also a special message to Jesse, because Jesse is a listener of our show. I texted him during the meal and from the Victoria and Albert. What is the room called? The Queen Anne room?
No, yes. Queen
Victoria.
Whatever, some queen. Anyway, I texted him and I sent him a picture and I said, this is where you have to propose to your girlfriend if that ever happens. So, Jesse, I'm just reiterating.
Pay attention.
Yes.
And Mandy, hopefully you're not listening.
Yeah, hopefully you're not listening, Mandy.
Oops.
He's going to take her to Cosmic Rays.
Or just take her to Cosmic Rays.
Because she's that kind of girl. She loves Disney enough, she wouldn't care.
You can get as many pickles as you want on your burger or whatever.
And mustard and ketchup.
Like that.
There you go.
And the cheese sauce.
There
yes, ma'am.
Make your own cheese fries.
But yeah. But the service was phenomenal. And they bring out these dishes. So there was five of us. And they bring out like the entrees. And they're all covered. And they have five waiters or waitresses there. And then they, you know, unveil them all at the same time. And then they're also very friendly in addition to the great service. I mean, you know, they told us about, because we're like, we don't know what this knife is for. What's this little divot in the knife for? And they went into who invented the knife.
They know it. A lot about fine dining.
Why it was created that way and how to use it. So they were very knowledgeable and nice.
They explained why my fork was broken.
Oh, that's what it was. Was it the fork?
Well, no, it was the spoon had a divot.
Oh, that's right. It was the spoon.
And then the fork had like a growth on it.
With the little extra.
Yeah.
Well, and I thought that they handled Lisa and Lauren's food requirements. Like, I thought she was so funny. She was cute about it and she wasn't condescending. And she just, I thought she was really good. Like, she was like, you know what? I've seen it all. I can take care of you. And she did. She made sure that everybody had something they like.
Yeah.
She did. And she actually said, we're going to do this together. You're going to be fine. Yep. Don't worry. And yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah. And she literally held her hand and went through every course.
And I enjoyed every single thing.
But she was funny about it, too. Like, she had a tiny bit of a sarcastic personality.
And extreme knowledge. She would say, well, what do you think about this dish? And then I'd say, I don't know what that is. And then she'd say, it has this, 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 and this in it, done like this, and we do this. And I said, I don't know what those ingredients are. What are you telling me? And she'd break it down again. This is like a leafy, spinachy type thing. And
basically, it took them like an hour for Lisa and I to order.
It took a
Steve
while.
Steve and Chris were like 30 seconds and they were done.
Yeah. And but Tanya was pretty quick. Tanya was in the middle.
Well, it's not that you're a picky eater. You like a wide range of foods. You just like it prepared simply. And I think that can be tough for a place that sort of is doing all these interesting kind of things with food.
Yeah, they're all about making it fancy. Right. And I'm just give me a hamburger patty.
Right. You'll eat a lot of stuff. It's just you don't necessarily want it all frou-frou-y.
No frou-frou.
Yes.
Yeah, but I did eat a lot of the frou-frou.
You did. You did very well.
I did. Okay. I've had, in addition to the chocolates that are in the box, there are two jellies,
like the
jelly candies, and there were two cookies. And I had one of the cookies, and it's kind of...
Cookie.
I ate one of those.
It's already gone.
We didn't get cookies. How come you got cookies?
Steve, just for your smart comments, I'm eating this cookie. Oh, it's so yummy.
So I ate one of the cookies, and it's actually very good. It's very almondy. It's kind of it's got marzipan in the middle.
Chris is eating
the
other one.
I don't like it at all. Do you want the other part of it?
No.
Are you afraid of my cooties?
Yeah.
I barely touched it. Come on.
You ate half of it already.
Yummy, Steve.
But that was good. And
Lisa, I don't like this. You can have it.
So you don't like the marzipan cookies?
So what was the chocolate that you had?
You already had a chocolate?
Let me make sure.
She had one of these.
Well, which one did you have, Chris? You already had one of these?
I'm eating the other one.
No, you can't. Hey.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, she just ate it.
Oh, I don't like it. Do you want it back?
She didn't even like take a little bite out of it. She was she just took all of it and put it in her mouth like she's like, this is
you
mine.
Won't like this. It has alcohol in it, actually.
That's why I avoided the chocolates.
Yeah, the chocolate, it's really strong.
Chris Wood is on the prowl. Yeah.
Let me just say,
she just ate two of the chocolates without even letting us try it. They were the same.
I don't care, Lisa. He's insulting me all the time. He's always playing tricks on me. This is my revenge. I told you the gloves are coming off.
You better jump in on these caramel ones.
Yeah, you better eat that one, Steve.
Give me one of these. Or Chris gets it. Uh-huh.
Those look awful.
So, I thought the service was good. The dessert, I had...
It was yummy.
They had like some type of banana signature dessert.
The rolled up crepey thing.
God, it was good.
Did you have that? I didn't get a bite of that. Why not?
You did. Were you not there? I don't remember.
I don't remember. I probably went to the bathroom at that point.
At that point, you were on your sixth wine, your sixth port.
Well, I asked you if
you
thought
you have
I should.
For dessert?
I had the chocolate souffle, the Kona chocolate souffle. It was good.
Oh, this is filled with banana.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, you know what? You didn't talk about the coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, you ordered coffee. He's busy eating some chocolate.
Wow, these chocolates are good. They give you chocolates when you leave.
Ugh. Yes, and a rose.
I ordered coffee, too.
The coffee was nice. All right, so the coffee, they bring out like this science experiment. Like
it's
like
vacuum coffee.
Reverse osmosis, like glass chambers.
I don't know what osmosis is.
I don't know, but it sounds cool. But anyways, it's they put the coffee grounds in the top in one big glass bowl, and then the water's in the bottom, and then it boils up into the top pot. And then when they remove the heat, it comes back down into the bottom one.
That looks so good, I almost asked him for some.
And they do it at the table.
It was good.
So there's this nice presentation at the table.
What kind of coffee was it?
It was kind of I can't remember.
It
where
was
they
black.
Said, you say Indonesian? I can't remember.
It might have
like
been.
A
it was
special
an
blend. It's kind of a medium roast mix. Coffee. So it was
this
just,
is when he pretends
right.
like he knows the difference between
I think
one
it was,
roast and another.
I think it was medium to dark. Personally.
It was pretty dark to me.
Yeah. Is anyone going to eat this last chocolate thing?
No, I'm not going to eat it. You can have it.
It melted all
can
over
I
your
hand. Can I have
half
of that? Never mind. He already touched it.
Chocolate goo in the middle.
Yeah. He's attempting to split this. Oh,
he
nope,
didn't share it. He
thing.
Put it all in his mouth. Fine,
wait,
Steve.
Wait, try the goo.
All right, let me try the goo. But the goo has your pizza. Look.
It's like a banana.
That's really good.
Oh, I know.
Yummy. So that was better than the ones I got.
Well, that was good.
So the only thing that's left are these jellies.
Nobody's touching those. They look freaky.
Well, they're little jellies.
You can have one. Yeah, so this is like the taste testing of the dessert live.
I know. We should have just podcasted.
We should have podcasted while we were there, but it would have
been, behavior was bad enough.
It would have been nice and formal in the beginning, and then it would have gotten pretty bad. Yeah, because
we're never doing that again. No more wine.
I had to send Chris and Lisa, and I could have, and I tried to even send Lauren to like the restroom.
Yes, for a timeout.
For a timeout.
Did you go with me? I don't even remember.
Are you kidding me?
I have no idea.
Wow.
I don't
remember.
Something
happened, and then the giggling.
Oh, I remember.
I remember.
Well, whatever it is, it probably doesn't need to go on the air.
It does not need
to go on the air.
Yeah, so whatever happened caused this giggle fest of people who had been drinking wine.
I don't think I was the one who started that, though.
It went on like 10 minutes. And it was so loud.
And Chris was very loud at this point.
I was not loud.
Because no one could stop laughing.
Mm.
There was hard. You know what? That other couple at that one table, though, they didn't care. They were all enthralled with their romantic evening. They didn't care that we were being loud. If we were, which I really don't believe we were, I should have filmed myself.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is that I had awesome red shoes on. They were fantastic.
Yes.
I'm going to wear them to the Mousetrap meetup
in October.
I'm sure
you'll post a picture.
They're on my Instagram.
But it was really good. It's definitely a once in a lifetime thing. They do the same Remy or the same menu on Remy. They we asked what else they do, and they had just gotten back from the ships and creating the menus, some new menus for Remy. So if you like Victoria and Albert's, you'll like Remy, or if you like Remy, you'll like Victoria and Albert's. If you don't enjoy that kind of food, then it's hard to do. So
it was good.
It's definitely good. The service was great, and it's like a 2.5 hour, 3 hour dining experience. So make sure you have some time and then be prepared for the $200 to $400.
It's about $200 a person.
Yeah, you're looking at about $200 a person if you're doing wine and.
Well, no, that's without wine.
Oh wow.
Well, and again,
that's with gratuity.
Yeah, gratuity, tip or tax, and if you do anything special, then it goes up pretty quick.
Okay.
Again, I'd just like to say thank you, Lisa and Lauren. I know it wasn't your thing, and I do appreciate you from indulging me. It was nice of you.
You're welcome.
And especially when
would've been nice if you paid.
Oh gosh, did I not pay? See, I should not drink wine. Mm-hmm. I totally meant to pay.
Okay. Okay, we need to move on to our last topic, which is the Epcot Wine Down Party. Lauren, you set this one up for us. Do you want to explain a little bit about how this went?
Okay, so we went to the After Hours Wine Down in Epcot right after we went to Victoria and Albert's, which was probably not a good idea because we were all very full.
Yeah.
We wound up doing the one in Mexico, which is La Cava del Tequila. And probably was a poor choice for us because none of us drink tequila.
Yes.
Yeah. It was awful. It even smelled, the tequila even smells bad to me.
I took a sip of it just to take a sip of it and it was, ugh. Yeah. I couldn't drink it. But so we wound up getting like margaritas. So Steve and I both got the coffee margarita and we tried some of their appetizers and it was kind of interesting. They did, kind of a history of the different types of tequila and taught you how to drink it and, how to smell it and do different things with it. And it was interesting.
If you like tequila, I would think it would be an awesome experience.
Yeah, I think it's a good experience if you like tequila. I think it was not a good choice.
I think especially if you're already in the park and you're having a nice time and then you kind of go there with some friends and you hang out and have a good time. But it didn't really work, given that we rushed from Victoria and Albert's.
The way it's
we
supposed
literally
to work.
Ran there.
Yeah, the way it's supposed to work, I think if you're in the park all day, you watch Illuminations, and then you casually walk over to maybe Italy. And I don't know. And if it was like set out outside maybe at Italy or something or.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're
but
like
I don't
sitting
think
out there.
Any of these
I know.
Locations are outdoor locations.
I know.
I think Morocco is. That's what I heard.
Morocco
I don't know if
is
that's
Spice
true.
Road. Maybe that's the one we should do.
I don't know. It was the problem. Ours was it was rushed. We got to the park like after the park was closed. We had to sneak. We had to tell them to let us in.
There was no sneaking. We don't sneak.
Well, we didn't have to sneak, but we had to be like, hey, we're supposed to be at the wind down, which is already going on.
Yeah, we.
And then we had to run all the way over to Mexico. We got in there. There were. Already going through their presentation, and then we had just had six glasses of wine, so
it was very not what I expected.
So it's three shots of tequila, a shot of vodka, and a shot of something else. So I'm like, oh, there's no way I'm going to do any of these five shots sitting in front of me.
They
that
were
are
all tequila, I thought, weren't they?
No, one was vodka.
Someone said one of them was vodka in the clear, in the real shot glass. Wow.
You okay. start with the vodka to clear your palate.
Ah.
Okay.
And then you do the
That's
shots.
What they told us.
And just, I couldn't even smell the tequila. I was like, oh, it's just.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
It's just like, I
could smell it. It smells so
bad.
We
are booked for October to try the one in Tuto.
Which, are we, tell me we're not doing that after California Grill.
No.
Okay, because totally that would be bad.
Yeah, the lesson learned is you want to do this as like, is its own thing on that day. Yeah. It was just too much to try to get over there. And we met one of the Mouse Chat listeners or one of the...
It was Lauren's
Farley
client.
Came and met us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was... So it was an expensive lesson.
It was a very expensive lesson.
Yeah, it's like 45 a person or something.
35 plus the gratuity. Plus we asked for chips and that cost us $16.
Those are yummy
Which
chips though.
When you look at the picture, it's got a picture of those chips with that cheese sauce.
Did we use Tables in Wonderland for that?
No, they don't take it.
Okay.
They also don't take Tables in Wonderland at Chef de France.
We found that out the hard way.
They said only
or
for
at
lunch.
Victoria and Albert's.
Yeah.
Just you know.
So the Tables in Wonderland card is getting very limited on. It seems like almost every place we went didn't take it.
But just so you guys know, the wine down is offered in Mexico in the Rose and Crown Pub, Spice Road Table in Morocco, and Tutto Gusto, and it's in Italy.
I would love to do Rose and Crown Pub.
And they did just recently extend it to November 1st.
Hmm.
So you can book this through November 1st now.
And then I was worried because you're like, I mean, when you're walking out of there, we were there for like 2 hours and there was nobody there.
Nobody there.
I mean, we walked out
There's
of that.
There's a guard.
Yeah, we walked out, and there was a security guard and us. And there was there was not a single person in that park. And then I'm like, God, I hope there's a bus. Because it was like almost 11 o'clock, and the park closed at 9.
Yeah, but oddly enough, there were a lot of people waiting for, I mean, a good number of people
there
waiting for buses.
A couple people waiting for buses.
More than I thought.
Maybe like 10.
Yeah.
For all the resorts.
Yeah.
And we got our own private bus to Coronado Springs. I mean, I would say, I don't know, maybe I'd do Italy, try some wines, not drink all day before and eat all day before and take it in a leisurely pace and watch Illuminations. We also did the Illuminations dessert party one night.
Yep, we did that.
And so that was a lot of fun. You can book that.
France.
We did that in France, right on the water.
And with that, they're going to give you a variety of beverages. You'll have your coffee, tea, water, lemonade, sodas. And then we had fresh fruit, which was very good, and some cupcakes and cookies, and what else?
I think you covered it. Sodas, cookies. Yeah, it's a selection of desserts
and you can
tables.
Get different things.
Yeah, you have tables to sit at, and you have this private area right on the water to watch Illuminations. You get it, you know, for like about a half hour, 45 minutes before it starts, so you get to relax and eat, and then during the fireworks you can eat, and then even after for a little while. And then you kind of leisurely stroll out. So it's nice. So you don't have to stake out your place for the fireworks. And we can do that. Pixie agents can do that as for a group. If you have like a big family reunion or a group going to Disney World, and they can book a private dessert party at Epcot for you.
Okay.
I think that's it for our food.
All right.
Around the world.
Yeah,
Disney World
around
wrap
Disney
up.
World. All right. Excellent. I would like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. What else do I want to do? I want to let you know that if you have any comments or questions, you can send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or go to Mouse Chat and you can download them there. If you've, let's see, what else do I want to say? Maybe I've had too much wine. Just kidding. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.